أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we are with you and we have reached the 55th verse of Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to this verse and we'll be back shortly for our discussion regarding the verse.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وإذا سمعوا اللغو أعرضوا عنه وقالوا لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين.
And when they hear ill speech, they turn away from it and say, "For us are our deeds, and for you are your deeds. Peace will be upon you. We seek not the ignorant."
So, dear listeners, in the previous verses, you may remember that the Almighty Allah was running a kind of comparison between the ones who were pretext seekers and the ones who were actually truth seekers. But in continuation of the explanation of the Holy Quran regarding this group of righteous people, actually this group of righteous deeds, the Holy Quran announced that أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. They will be given their rewards twice because they patiently endured. And these are the ones that الَّذِينَ يَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. They are the ones that they avert evil with good, the explanation of which is mentioned in the previous episode. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend out of the sustenance we have provided them with, and they know it, that it is from the side of their Lord. And in this 55th verse, a real believer is continuing to have different characteristics. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. So, a real believer is he who not only goes not into a meeting of vanity and does not listen to an idle talk, but also if he heard a vain word, he would react properly. So, turning away from speaking and hearing idle talk and also from seeing and associating with it is a virtue which is praised not just in Islam, it is praised in all religions. And this verse is about the qualities of the group of the people of the book. And these are the ones that the Almighty Allah discusses. So the verse says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And when they hear idle talk, they turn away from it. This is another characteristic. أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. They turn away from it. They never answer an idle talk with an idle talk, because in the previous discussion, our previous verse, it mentioned that they are the ones that actually يَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. They are the ones that avert evil with good. So they would not answer it. And they say, we shall have our deeds and you shall have your deeds. لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. This is how they actually behave in these situations. We have more to discuss, but let us go for a break and we'll be back after a short time.
وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سلام عليكم لا نبتغي الجاهلين.
So, brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran was continuing with the characteristics of these actually truth-seeking people. They are the ones that believe in Islam. They will be given their reward twice. And they are the ones who avert evil with goodness. They are the ones who actually yunfiqoon. They spend out of sustenance from what we have provided them with. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And in this 55th verse, it says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ. They turn away from idle talks and they say, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا لَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. But they also say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. They say, peace be upon you. The Holy Quran adds that they say farewell to the ignorant idle talkers and those who, by some vicious talks, try to hurt the nerves of the faithful and benevolent persons. Their speech is such, Salamun alaykum. This is interesting. Wallahi al-Azim, this is one of the most interesting things you might see. They say, we do not seek the ignorant. La nabtaghi al-jahileen. Neither we are the people of idle talk, ignorant and mischief, nor we seek them. We seek for clear-minded scholars, the learned men who practice their own knowledge and they are actually true believers. So instead of wasting their strength and power in struggling against the blind-hearted, ignorant, and unaware idle talkers, they honorably pass by them. They pay to their own fundamental aims and programs, and this is what they care about. It is worthy to note that when these believers face with such people, their greeting is not salutation of meeting, but it is the salutation of farewell. قَالُوا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّا لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. They say, peace be upon you. They say farewell. We do not seek the ignorant. So this is very interesting how they how the Holy Quran describes the different characteristics of these people. And we'll have even more continuing with the 56th verse. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. When faith